为主名的缘故。
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic for His name's sake.
主耶稣曾经说：“我父做事，我也做事，一直到如今。”
Jesus once said that my Father does all things, and likewise I do all things until today.
那是2000年前主耶稣讲的。
And these were words that Jesus spoke of 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣是一个人。
Jesus Christ is a man.
他活在世界上非常的忙碌。
And he lived a very busy life in this world.
特别他人生最后三年。
Especially in the last 3 years of his life.
差不多除了睡觉之外，每一分钟，每一个钟头，都是有计划，有目的的。
Besides sleeping and getting rest, that every minute and every day of his life, he is planning for his work.
所以主耶稣三年半的时间，他所做的，有时候我们三四年做不到。
And so what Jesus Christ did in 3.5 years sometimes is unable for us to achieve in our 30 years lifespan.
所以我们看得出来，主耶稣的人生目标很清楚。
And so if we look at Jesus Christ, he has a very clear direction of his goal in life.
我们今天常常觉得太复杂，生活太复杂。
Today we may realize that our life is quite complicated.
所以让我们思想也很复杂。
And so likewise, our thoughts become complex.
让我们生活也很复杂。
And then our livelihood also becomes quite complex.
那很有限的精力跟时间，要面对这么复杂的人生，似乎精疲力竭。
And so with our limited energy and time, it is very hard and difficult for us to achieve all the things.
所以常常我们会静下来思想。
And so sometimes we will calm ourselves down and meditate.
怎么让我们的生活回归单纯？
How to turn our life back to that of a simple life.
因为回归单纯，我们才可以重新得力。
Because once we return to more of a simpler lifestyle, we will receive our renew our strength.
生活太复杂，这不一定是一种福气。
When our life become too complicated, it may not mean that we are blessed.
这也不是神的旨意。
And it may not be the guidance of God.
那生活要怎么单纯？
And so how do we simplify our lifestyle?
那我们就要先要思想。主耶稣说：“我也做事到如今。”
And so we need to meditate on what Jesus said, that I also do things until today.
我们要怎么做人？
How do we do be a man?
有的小孩子以父母做榜样。
And sometimes children take their parents as examples.
有时候我们以周围的人做榜样。
Maybe we take people that are around us as examples.
我们要学习这个人，学习那个人。
We want to learn from this person or this other person set as a certain model for us.
其实神已经设一个榜样。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ have already set for us an example.
神所设立的榜样就是耶稣基督的生活。
And what God has set for us and as example is upon Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎么做人，我们怎么生活，就看主耶稣他已经有一个榜样。
And so how to be a human being and how to live our life, we just need to study upon the life of Jesus Christ.
那在主耶稣很忙碌的生活里面，
In this busy life of Jesus,
他的动机很单纯。
His motivation is very simple.
他的目标很单纯。
His goal is also very direct.
就是要荣耀神的名。
And that is to give glory to God.
就是为着神的名的缘故。
As for God's name's sake.
以这个做大前提来过他每一天的生活。
And this as his main theme of his life to live the details of his life.
今天我们就有时候来想。
So today if we ponder to ourselves.
你把每一天的生活都列出来。
If we list of all the things we do every day.
我们把每一年你所做的几件大事都列出来。
Some of the major tasks that we achieve throughout the year.
花掉我们很多的时间、精神、体力去做。
And that we spend a lot of energy and time to do it.
然后我们一个最高的原则来审查。
And then we use a higher principle to examine it.
我这个是不是为着神的名缘故？
Did I do this for God's name's sake.
那我们常常发现，我们真的需要生活不断的自我调整。
And so constantly we will realize that we need to constantly adjust our lifestyle.
要自我修正。
To readjust ourselves.
修正到虽然我们很忙，但是我这个忙是对准一个 很大的目标。
That although I am living a very busy life, but my busyness is trying to accomplish the main theme of my life.
这个大的目标就是为着主的名。
And this main theme of our life should also be for God's name's sake.
那我们每一天的生活就变成很有价值，很有意义。
And then every day that we live of our life will become very meaningful and very valuable.
因为我们是为着主的名。
Because we are doing it for God's name.
我们常常是为着自己的名在活。
Many times we failed and we do things to our own name's sake.
你看，如果别人伤了我们的名啊，这个名誉。
If someone disrespects certain ways of our reputation,
我们一定要解释，有时候要防卫。
And sometimes we try to spend a lot of time to defend ourselves or to explain.
有时候我们会反击。
Or sometimes we even retaliate.
为着是要保有我们自己的名誉。
In order to preserve our honorable name.
但是我们已死了。
But once our time is up.
我们所珍惜几十年建立我们个人的名誉，那个名又在哪里呢？
That after so many years of establishing our own name, after the time is up, what happened to that name?
已过的世代没有人纪念。
In the history, no one remembers us.
将来的世代也没有人纪念。
In the future generation, no one remembers us.
所以我们一生为着建立自己的形象，自己的名誉，到最后会变成虚空，因为没有人纪念。
And so if we try to build throughout our life only that of our own name and our own image, in the end, we will feel that it becomes vanity because it will eventually disappear.
为什么圣经里面会记载很多的人物？
Why is it that the Bible records many people?
其中有一些是好的，有的是不好的。
And some set for us very good examples, some set for us a very bad example.
圣经就是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
所以被圣记载在圣经里面的人物就是神所纪念。
And so the characters in which are mentioned in the Bible are those who are remembered by God.
特别是指的神将来要得救的人。
Especially those who are saved.
那这些人，我们看他的生活，到最后都归结一个重点。
And if we study into each of these characters, they all at the end of their life have this main a similar point.
就是他的人生是为着主的名的缘故。
And that is, they live their life for the sake of God's name.
比方说
，For instance,
财主与拉撒路。
The rich man and Lazarus.
今天如果我们问你在美国认识一个无家可归的人吗？
That if we say in today's society, we live here and we know one person who is homeless.
诸位，请问诸位，哪一个能够记得一个无家可归的人呢？
Do any of us can remember anyone who is homeless?
我想我们都记不到一个。
We probably cannot remember anyone.
但是今天如果我们问，你知道美国一个最富有的年轻人是谁吗？
But if we turn it around and say, do you know who is the wealthiest young man in the United States?
我们大家都知道他是谁。
We probably may know who he is.
你电脑一打开就在用他公司的软体。
When you turn on, every time you turn on your computer, you are using his software.
所以我们在这个世界里面，有钱被人纪念。
And so in this secular world, those who have money and wealth are remembered.
但是财主死了。
But the rich man died.
圣经没有记载这个财主是什么名字。
The Bible never mentioned what is the name of this rich man.
那个世代可能每一个人都知道。
In his generation, many people may know of this rich man.
因为他奢华宴乐，穿紫色袍，他家里面常常宴乐，很多人都受过他的好处，所以他一定大家都知道。
Because he bring many benefits to people, he held many parties, and he wear purple robes.
那个财主桌下那。财主的旁边那个穷人没有人知道。
But that poor man beside the table of that rich man, no one ever remembered.
但是今天圣经记载拉撒路的名字。
But today the Bible have remembered this person's name of Lazarus.
他在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And today he is in the bosom of Abraham.
虽然他穷到连吃饭都没有。
Although he was poor to the point that he has no food to eat.
他穷到别人都看不起他。
He was poor to the point that people did not take even a look at him.
但是将来神纪念他。
But eventually in heaven, God remembered.
但是财主大家所认识的，神却忘记了他。
But this rich man in whom everyone knew, God did not remember.
我们在《使徒行传》里面看到斯提凡被人用石头打死。
In the book of Acts, we see that Stephen was stoned to death.
从《使徒行传》到现在。
And from the time of the apostles until today.
不晓得有多少人在这个人类的历史里面出现。
We do not know how many people have existed in the history of man.
但是他们都离开世界。
But they have all departed.
也被忘记了。
And they have all been forgotten.
但是斯提芬到现在 还记载在圣经里面。
But up until today, Stephen is still remembered.
我们仔细看。
If we study it,
他的人生虽然很短。
Although his life is very short.
而且他死的也相当的悲惨。
Although he died very tragically.
是被人用石头打死的。
He was stoned to death.
以现在来讲，这是不幸，这是悲剧。
And to many people's way of looking at life, this is very tragic, very pathetic.
但是他的名还存在。
But his name still exists
在圣经里面
in the Bible
被神所纪念
he was remembered by God
因为他的人生把握一个重点
because in his life he held on to this one thing
就是为着主的名
and that is for God's name's sake
为着主的名来活为着主的名来死
for God's name's sake he lived for God's name's sake he died
所以到现在他还是被神所纪念
and so up until today he is still remembered by God
所以我们常常要学习主耶稣
And so today, we also need to imitate that of Christ.
虽然生活很忙碌,
though we may live a very complicated lifestyle,
但是我们最基本的动机跟目标是确定的。
But our most simple motivation and a way of direction of our life should be to glorify God.
我是为着神的名。
And that we are doing things for God's name's sake.
那主耶稣说，我父做事，我也做事。
And so Jesus said, my Father does all things, and I also do all things.
我们可以了解我们人做事是为着神的荣耀。
We may say that we do all things for God's glory.
那我们就想，那神做事又为着什么？
And then if we also think further, then what does God do? What does he do for?
所以主耶稣说，我父做事直到如今。
As Jesus said, my Father does all things until today.
从创世以来，神就一直做事，做到主耶稣那个时候没有停止。
That from the days of creation, that God continuously do his work until the days of Jesus Christ.
那到底神做什么事？
And so what exactly was God doing?
神为什么要做那些事？
And why does God need to do all those things?
那答案是什么？
What is the answer?
因为这个对我们来讲也相当的重要。
Because this is also very important to us.
我们现在看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalms 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalms 19.
十九篇的第一节。
19 verse 1.
这里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节。
2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜发出知识。第三节
，three，
无言语，无言无语，也无声音可听。第四节
，four，
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。这个大卫被神感动。
Here David was moved by God。
他在讲诸天述说神的荣耀。
He said and declared the heavens declare the glory of God。
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And the firmament showed his handiwork。
所以我们在看天在看穹苍。那一种伟大。
And so if we look at the heavens and also the firmament and its majesty.
那个伟大要带我们进到去明白并且感受神的荣耀。
And that magnificence will deliver us into touching the glory of God.
这个就是神做事的目的。
And this is the motivation of God's work.
为什么神创造？
Why did God do his creation?
为着他的名的荣耀。
For his name's sake, to glorify his name.
那第三节说，无言无语，也无声音可听。
And verse 3 says, there is no speech nor language.
我们再看这个天上万象。
If we look at the universe,
真的是很安静的在那里。
It's very quiet and it's there.
所以无言无语，也无声音可听。
And there is no speech or language or their voice, and their voice is not heard.
但是第四节讲又不一样。
But then verse 4 says it differently.
说他的亮带充遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
And their line has gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world.
他的亮带，他的声音，他的言语传到地极。
That his sound and that his words is preached to the end of the world.
怎么无言无语又有亮带又有言语传到地极
？So how is it that first it talks of no speech or language, no voice, but now it says that there's sound and there is word?
就是在他的创造当中。
And that is existing in his creation.
他不断的一直在说话。
That he continuously is speaking to us.
借着他创造的荣耀，在述说他自己的荣耀。
From the creations to declare his glory.
所以在诗篇的第八篇，我们看诗篇第八篇。
And so then in Psalms 8,
第一节
，verse 1,
第八篇第一节
，Psalms 8 verse 1,
说主啊，我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其的美。 你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
这个大卫对神呢，相当的了解。
David have a clear understanding of God.
说你的名在全地何其的美。
He said, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
这个就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
就是神做事的目的。
And this is the purpose in which God do his work.
要使全世界的人都认识他的名。
So that everyone in all the earth can know of his name.
要使全世界的人都知道他的名是荣耀的。
That all in the earth may know that his name is glorious.
也要使全世界的人为着他的名的荣耀来过日子，来做事情。
And that all the earth may know of his glory and his name, and that they can live their life according to it.
那为什么神的名很美呢？
And so how is it that God's name is so excellent?
第一节的最后一句。
Verse 1, the last phrase.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Who has set your glory above the heavens.
你到风景很漂亮的地方。
If we go to a place full of beautiful scenery.
当你在赞美这个风景的漂亮。
When we are praising the beautiful scenery.
那个就是在赞美神的荣耀。
You are actually praising the creation of God.
因为这个风景是神的杰作。
Because this scenery is the handiwork of God.
当我们在读一科很深奥的学问。
When we are reading upon a certain philosophy.
生理学、解剖学或者各种的物理学。
Or certain sciences.
你会感觉到里面的道理真的很深。
And then you may find that the teaching within it is very deep and profound.
那当我们在了解它很深的时候。
And when we try to understand in its depth.
我们是在彰显神的荣耀。
We are also looking into the excellence of God's glory.
因为这是神所创造。
Because this is all the handiwork of God's creation.
我们看第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈述的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟然顾念他；世人算什么？你竟然眷顾他。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
好，这个第三节先提到神的伟大。
Here, first in verse 3, it says about the work of God.
说你观看你指头所造的天。
It says, look, and I consider the work of your fingers.
还有星宿。
And the moons and the stars.
这么的大，大到人算什么。
To the extent so magnificent that what is man?
所以人会骄傲，常常因为不认识神。
So man many times become proud of themselves because they fail to know God.
人认识神，然后觉得自己很渺小。
But if one comes closer to God, he will discover that he is very minute.
那虽然人这么渺小。
And since man is of so low of significance.
第四节。
Verse 4.
人算什么？
He said, what is man?
到底人算什么？
What is man?
以赛亚书里面说，人好像微尘一样。天平上的微尘。
In the book of Isaiah, describes man as that of a vapor.
天平上 balance 上一个灰尘。
It's like a dust.
那个是什么意思？
What does that mean?
你看那个天平一边放东西的，一边放玛瑙放那个它的那个秤子天平 balance.
On the balance, we may put certain weights.
一边放玛瑙玛那那个砝码那一边放你秤的东西。
One side of the balance is what you put as to measure, and the other side is what you want to measure.
那我们是微尘。
And we are only dust.
那微尘表示说，你一个灰尘掉到那上面不会动，指针不会动。
That we are only of dust, that when we the dust falls upon this balance, it makes no difference.
也告诉我们说，我们这个世界上多我们一个没有多什么。
And so it also tells us that that us are existent in this world. Actually, in addition, is have no impact.
少我们一个也没有少什么。
And one less in this world also makes no significance.
这个就在整个神创造宇宙当中，人的分量算什么
？And this is the weight of man in the universe created by God.
那竟然算什么
？And since we are of no significance.
我们看第四节
Let's look into verse 4.
你竟然顾念他。
Yet you are mindful of him.
这个是大卫向神讲的。
David here said,
说你竟然顾念他。
That what is man that you are actually mindful of?
顾念地上的人，算不了什么的人。
Mindful of the people of this world who are nothing.
所以我父做事，我也做事。
And so my father does all things, and I do all things.
这个天父一直做事，做到大卫那个时代还在做事。他创造荣耀已经显出来了，但是他还在做事。
That God does His work and His creation up until the time of King David, even until the days of King David, He still continued to do His work.
那到底神在做什么事
？And so what exactly is God doing?
你竟然顾念他。
That He is actually mindful of Him.
神在做事就是顾念他所创造的人。
God does His works so that He is mindful of all the creation in His hands.
好，那现在我们就要再想一个问题。
And so let us also think another question.
神顾念他所创造的人是为什么？
That God is mindful of the people whom He has created for what purpose?
如果我算不了什么，神为什么会顾念我呢？
If I am of no significance, then why is God mindful of me?
这个很重要。
This is very important.
我们要了解，我们才知道说每一天活着要做什么。
We must understand this question in order to live every day of our life.
因为如果我们不知道神顾念我，赏赐给我啊生命，赏赐给我阳光、空气、雨水、饮食、饱足，如果我们不了解是为什么？
If we do not understand why as to God is mindful of giving us air, providing us daily lives to live,
可能神做事的目的跟我们活着的目的就不一样。
If we do not understand, then the purpose in which God for, has directed for us to live our life may be different than we set our own purpose.
那今天我们要努力的就是神做事的目的跟我们活着的目的要一样。
And so what we are trying to strive today is that the purpose in which we live our life corresponds directly with the purpose in which God has set for us to live our life.
目的一样，在神看起来就是有价值。
And so if we have the same goal, then in the eyes of God, our life is precious.
目的不一样，在神看起来就是没有价值。
And then if our purpose and our goals is different, and then we live a life of vanity.
所以人活着有没有价值，是不是靠别人来论断我们？
And so how we live a valuable life is not set from the perspective of other human beings.
哇，你很好，你很伟大的，这个是别人在论断我们。
Oh, how great you are, how successful you are. This is from other people's judgment.
也不是我们自己在论断自己。
And it is not we ourselves who are also judging ourselves.
我不错，我都很突出。
I am not bad, that I am very successful.
人算什么？
Who are we?
怎么我们的价值能够让一个算不了什么的人来论定呢？
How is our value measured by another who is also insignificant?
怎么我们的价值能够让我们自己算不了什么人来论定呢？
How is our value measured by ourselves who is insignificant?
我们的价值
Our values.
是那彰显荣耀在天的那一位来论定。
Is measured and only judged by those who created us up in heaven.
他怎么论定我？
And how does he...judge us.
就是要了解神顾念我们这个算不了什么这个人的目的是什么。
And to understand what is the purpose in which God is mindful insignificant human beings.
我们现在看以赛亚书。
Let's look into the book of Isaiah.
43章。
43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书43章的第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创作的，是我所制成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
这里说啊，称为我名下的人。
He says here, everyone who is called by my name
啊，是为我的荣耀所创作的。
Is whom I have created for my glory.
所以神为什么创造人？
So why did God create mankind?
为着他自己的名的缘故。
It is for his own glory.
为着他的荣耀的缘故。
It's for his glory.
啊，那今天神为什么看顾我们？
And so today, why did God watch over us?
啊也是为着他的名的缘故。
It is also for his name's sake.
也就是为着他的荣耀的缘故。
Also can be translated for his glory.
所以如果我们每一天的生活。
And so if we live our daily life.
不论你做什么事情。
Whatever things we do.
都想说我要为着神的荣耀来做。
And what we are thinking in our mind is that we want to do this thing in order to glorify God.
那这就达到神创造我们的目的。
And then it will achieve the purpose in which God has created us.
这也就达到神让我们每一天活着饮食饱足满心喜乐的目的。
And also achieve the purpose in which God has provided the meals, the food, and the drinks, and how we live our daily life.
那 如果我们把这个当作人生的一个目标
，Now if we take this as the primary directive of our life，
那我们就发现哦，世界上很多的事情你真的可以把它删掉。
And we can realize that a lot of things in this world we can live without。
很复杂的生活可以越来越单纯。
A complicated lifestyle can be eventually transformed to more of a simple lifestyle。
因为我们活着目标单纯，动机单纯。
Because we live a very simple goal, and so our life will also be simple。
跟这个目标跟这个动机不同的都可以删掉。
And something that is other than that goal and that motivation, you can live without it。
这个就是我们基督徒需要明白的。
And this is what we as Christians need to come to a clear understanding。
为着他的名的缘故。
For his name's sake。
他创造一切。
He created all things.
他创造我们。
He created us.
他顾念我们。
He is mindful of us.
他看顾我们。
He watches over us.
我们现在看诗篇的二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 23.
好，诗篇的二十三篇。
Psalms 23.
二十三篇的第三节。
23 verse 3.
好，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
神看顾我们。
God watches over us.
我们刚刚提到的一点是指着物质上、生命上的看顾。
As we have just mentioned, He watches over us in terms of material things and also in terms of our life.
但是物质上、生命上的看顾，这只是生活的一面，不是全部。
But in terms of material and also of our life, it is only half of the whole view.
我们生活还有更重要的一面。
There is a whole other view in terms of living our life.
这一面是属灵的。
And that is of the spiritual.
这是永久的。
And this is everlasting.
所以第三节在讲神看顾我们。
And so verse 3, he says that God watches over us.
在我们属灵生活上，其实神天天在看顾我们。
That in our spiritual life, God constantly watches and leads us.
如果没有神看顾我们，
If God do not watch over us,
我们连一天都没有办法胜过魔鬼的试探跟攻击。
Then not even one day will we be victorious over the darts that Satan have hurled against us.
没有一个人凭血气能够抵挡魔鬼。
There is none of us who, by relying on our flesh, is able to overcome the weapons of Satan.
如果主耶稣不是禁食四十天，
If Jesus Christ did not fast 40 days,
他带有肉体面对试探的时候，他就倒下去。
That he also carries with him the flesh, and if he does not do this fasting, he is unable to be victorious over Satan.
我们看第一个人亚当，
If we look at the first man, Adam,
面对试探就倒了。
When he was met with temptation, he fell.
所以今天神怎么在看顾我们？
And so today, how did God watch over us?
神为什么要看顾我们？
Then why did God also watch over us?
二三节第三节。
Psalms 23 verse 3.
为自己的名引导我们走义路。
For his name's sake, that he leads me in this path of righteousness.
这个神是我的灵魂苏醒，这苏醒有两个意思。
That he restores my soul, restores my soul has two meanings.
比较重要就是说从死里复活。
One significant meaning is that we are resurrected from the dead.
我们还没有认识主之前，在灵里面我们是死的。
Before we come to know of Jesus Christ, in spirit, we are considered dead.
所以以西结书里面他看到一堆死人的骨头。
That's why in the book of Ezekiel describes that the prophet saw in the field all these bones.
没有生命也没有价值。
Without life and without value.
那这个风一吹过去。
But then there is a wind that blow past.
这个死人的骨头就活过来。
And then the bones becomes alive.
就变成一个大的军队。
It become a giant army.
我们还没有认识神以前。
Before we come to know of God.
我们是死人的骨头。
We are only of the dead bones.
在灵里面是没有价值的。
In spirit, we are of no value.
是没有生命的。
We are of no living
thing. 是没有尊贵的。
That we are not precious.
我们所最宝贵的。
What is most valuable?
没有信耶稣以前都没有。
That before we come to believe in Christ, that we have nothing of value.
没有生命。
No life.
没有尊贵。
There is no, no status.
罪人在神的面前有什么尊贵？
The sinners in the eyes of God is of no status.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
All sinners have sinned against God and come short of God's glory.
所以你看亚当看到神怎么办？
And so you see Adam when he sees God, and he, what did he do?
神是他的父。
God is his father.
是他生命的根源。
Is his the root of his life.
是他夫妻的来源。
Is the source of his wife, existence.
但是他看到神，他躲起来。
But when he saw God's presence, he hid.
因为他犯罪。
Because he sinned.
他有羞耻。
He has shame.
他没有荣耀。
He has no glory.
他已经失去了尊贵。
He has lost all the preciousness.
那个就是我们每一个人还没有信主以前。
That is us who is before we come to know of God.
你可能在外表上有很多的头衔。
Maybe there are many significant things on our physical being.
但是在灵里面是死的。
But in spirit we are considered as dead.
是罪人，是羞耻的。
As sinners, as shameful.
现在神让我们活过来。
But today God is able to resurrect us.
因为主的名让我们活过来。
For His name's sake, that we are alive.
我们是靠着主的名得救的。
It is by His name's sake that we are alive and we are saved.
那个名就是耶稣。
And that name is through Jesus Christ.
那为什么神要救我们呢？
Now why is it that God wants to save us?
你也可以说神爱我们。
You can say that God loves us.
这不错。
This is true.
那你如果再问一个问题，那为什么神要爱我们呢？
Now if we ask this question a little further, now why did God love us so?
到最后回到最后就是归结同一个答案。
That this answer will also go to the same answer.
为着他的名的缘故。
It is for the purpose and for His name's sake.
神爱我们，神救我们。
God loves us, God save us.
就是为着他的名的荣耀。
It is for His name's sake and for His glory.
因为如果神创造这些人，用他的形象来创造。
Because if God created a mankind in His image.
结果人犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And then man come to sin and come short of His glory.
神在魔鬼的面前没有荣耀。
Then God, in the presence of Satan, he has no glory.
这个是神不能接受的，因为神是荣耀的神。
This is something which God do not want to accept because he is a glorious one.
所以神为着他的荣耀，他的名，他拯救我们。
And so for his name and also for his glory, that God saves us.
但是神救我们之后要把我们一直救到天国才算完了，救恩才完成了。
But God wants to save us not...in order that he needs to carry us into eternal life, that is the destination.
所以为什么说主耶稣升天还坐在神的右边？
And that is why it is said that Jesus resurrected and sits at the right hand of God's throne.
有时候我们就很难了解。
And sometimes it's hard for us to think.
那主耶稣不是神吗？他是为什么要坐在神的右边呢？
Now, if Jesus is God, then how is it that it emphasized him as sitting next on the right hand of God's throne?
因为救恩还没有完成。
Because salvation is not complete.
所以主耶稣还需要做大祭司的工作。
And so Jesus Christ still needs to serve as the high priest for us.
要一直为我们救恩的完全来向神代求。
And that for our salvation's sake, that he continuously needs to serve as a mediator for mankind before the presence of God.
所以主耶稣说，我父做事，我也做事。
And that's why Jesus said that my father do all things, I likewise do all things.
主耶稣死了，复活升天。
Jesus died and he is resurrected and he goes to the heaven.
现在还在做事。
Today he is also still doing his work.
做大祭司的工作。
He is doing the work of the high priest.
要为我们代求。
So that he is able to intercede for us.
所以这个第三节的第二句话。
And so verse 3, the second phrase.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
That he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
我们信仰生活的道路每一天都有神在引导。
That the path of our faith and journey of our faith every day are guided by God.God's name.
虽然我们没有看到神，
though we do not see God visibly,
神每一天都在保守，在引导我们。
But every day God guides us and leads us.
为什么？
Why?
当然是为着爱我们。
Of course, He loves us.
他希望每一个人能够上到他的天国。
Of course, He wants every one of us to enter into His heavenly kingdom.
但再深入问为什么？
But then we ask further as to why.
为着他的名的荣耀。
It is simply for His name's sake.
所以这里说引导我走义路。
And so He leads me in the path of righteousness.
什么是义路？
What is the path of righteousness?
我们知道路是连接两点的一条捷径。
We know a path or a road links two destinations.
你要到哪个地方去，你一定有一条路。
Where do you want to go? You must have this path to go.
你没有路，你就达不到。
If you do not have this path, then you are unable to go to that destination.
那这个义路这一条路就是从地上通到天国。
And so this path of righteousness is from this earth until the heavenly kingdom.
因为天国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
Because the heaven is the new earth and the new heaven.
它里面没有罪。
In it, there is no sin.
是荣耀的、圣洁的、光辉的、尊贵的。
It is glorious, it is pure, it is of holiness.
天国的好不是地上比得上。
The goodness of heaven is incomparable in this world.
因为世人犯了罪，罪已经进到世界。
Because man has come to sin and sin has entered to this world.
所以在世界上没有什么是好的。
And so in this world there is nothing considered as good.
因为罪已经充满世界。
Because sin has encompassed the whole world.
将来到了天国。
And so one day we go into heaven.
有义居住在其中。
There is righteousness that exists throughout all things.
没有罪。
There is no sin.
所以一切都是最好的。
So all things are considered as the best.
平安是最好的。
Peace is the best.
喜乐是最好的。
Joy is of the best.
生命是最好的。
Life is of the best.
一切都是最好的。
Everything is of the best.
但是这一条路是义路。
But this is considered as the path of righteousness.
义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is one with this one thing without sin.
在神面前全部都是对的。
And that is in the presence of God, everything is considered as right.
所以我们今天在走天国路。
And so today as we journey on this path of righteousness.
是神天天在保守我们带领我们。
It's because every day God preserves us and every day God leads us.
为着让他的名得到荣耀。
In order that his name be glorious.
我们要认清楚这一点。
We must have this clear understanding.
那我们怎么办呢？
What are we to do?
有时候我们在生活当中也犯了罪。
Sometimes in our world, constantly, we also commit sin against God.
应该怎么办？
What are we to do?
应该要求神赦免我们的罪。
We need to ask God to forgive of our sins.
我们看诗篇的二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 25.
诗篇的二十五篇
Psalms 25
十一节
Verse 11
说主啊求你因为你的名赦免我的罪因为我的罪重大
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great
我们既然归入神的名下
Since we are come under God's name
如果我们有罪
If we have sins
我们活在罪里面
If we live in our life of sin,
我没有办法脱离罪。
We are unable to depart from our iniquities.
那别人怎么能够在我们身上看到神的荣耀呢？
Then how is it that other people can see the glory of God in us?
所以神啊，求你为着你的名赦免我的罪。
And so for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity.
当你除掉我的罪
，Once you have pardoned me of my iniquity,
你帮助我脱离罪恶的生活方式。
And you are able to Leave me apart from my life of sin.
让我的生活一个很大的改变。
So that there is a great transformation in my life.
你的名就得到了荣耀。
Then your name will be glorified.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
This is the direction which we need to pursue.
所以我们求神赦罪的原因是因为神啊，为着你的荣耀。
And so we ask God to pardon of our iniquity. It is also for God's name's sake.
神愿意赦我们的罪。
God is willing to forgive us.
所以在以赛亚在耶利米书里面也有这样讲。
And that's why in the book of Jeremiah, he also says,
神愿意赦免我们的罪。
God is willing to forgive us of our trespasses.
那人的罪得赦免之后
，And after man's trespasses has been pardoned,
恩典就来了。
And then the God's abundant blessing will be poured.
那在神的恩典当中。神的名得到荣耀。
And then in the midst of receiving the abundant grace of God, that God's name will also be glorified.
但是赦罪要在先。
But first, the pardon of our iniquity must be held first.
神不听罪人祷告。
God does not listen to the prayer of a sinner.
罪已经把神跟人隔了一段墙。
Because sinner has become a great wall that blocks us in the midst away from God.
你祷告透不过去。
Our prayer will not be able to reach God.
恩典也降不下来。
And then the grace of God is unable to be poured upon our life.
这个罪拿掉。
But once we remove the sin in our life,
你祷告就透过去
and our prayer is able to penetrate,
恩典就降下来
and then the grace of God will be poured.
但是要怎么求神呢？
But how do we to pray to God?
我们算不了什么
For we are of no significance.
神啊，为着你的荣耀
Oh Lord, in order for your name's sake,
为着你的名
for your name,
赦免我的罪
forgive me of my sins.
我们再看这个十二节
Let's also look further into verse 12.
好，谁敬畏神，神必指示他选择的道路。十三节。
13.
他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。14节。
14.
神与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。15节。
15.
我们常常仰望神，因为他们从窖里从网里拉上来。这里讲，我们如果真的神赦免我们的罪
，It is here says if God has pardoned us of our sins，
我们要安然居住。
That we will dwell in Him.
14节，神要与我们亲密。
And then God will show Himself to us.
指示我们当选择的道路。
And He will show us the way in which we shall go.
神要将他的约指示我们。
And then He will show us His covenant.
生活会充满神的恩典。
And then our life will be filled with the abundance.
我们现在看耶利米书四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14.
耶利米书四十章。
Jeremiah chapter 14.
第七节
Verse 7
十四章的第七节
Chapter 14 verse 7
先看二十一节
Let's first look at verse 21
求你为你名的缘故不厌恶我们不入没你荣耀的宝座求你追念不要背了与我们所立的约 这是耶利米的祷告。
Here is a prayer of Jeremiah.
啊，因为以色列百姓犯罪非常的重。
Because of the great sin that the Israelites have committed against God.
重到啊，神已经不但神的名受羞辱啊，啊，神已经没有办法再忍受下去。
Their sin was so great to the extent that it tainted the glory and the name of God.
啊，耶利米要向为以色列百姓向神代祷。
And so Jeremiah was trying to intercede for the people of Israel to God.
求你为你名的缘故不要厌恶我们。
So he said and prayed, "Do not abhor us for your name's sake."
因为如果神厌恶以色列百姓
，because if God abhorred the Israelites,
全部把他们杀掉
，because he is very easy to annihilate the Israelites.
辱没了荣耀的宝座
，then it will disgrace the throne of his glory.
因为大家看到以色列百姓被神杀掉，那敬拜神做什么
？Because if they other nation look at the Israelites being destroyed by God.
神的荣耀就没有。
And then they would say, "Why worship that God?"
So, glory,
there's no glory to God.
为着你的名的荣耀。
And so, for your name's sake,
不要厌恶我。
Do not abhor us.
赦免我们的罪。
Forgive us of our iniquity.
在以西结书里面也有这样提到。
In Ezekiel, it also mentions,
神为着我们的名的缘故，赦免我们的罪。
That for His name's sake, that He pardon us of our sins.
所以他引导我们走义路。
And therefore, He leads us in the path of righteousness.
赦免我们的罪。
He pardon us of our trespasses,
让我们得荣耀
so that we can also receive His glory.
在得恩典中荣耀他的名
so that in this grace that we can also give glory to His name.
好，最后我们要为着神的名的荣耀啊来传福音
And lastly, for His name's for His glory, we are to preach His name.
好，我们先来看《使徒行传》
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
啊，《使徒行传》第四章
Acts chapter 4,
十二节
verse 12.
使徒行传第四章的十二节
Acts chapter 4 verse 12
这里说除他以外别无拯救因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救这里彼得在讲道
Here Peter was preaching
除他以外别无拯救
So for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved
在整个人世间
In this whole world,
只有一个名我们可以靠着得救。
There is only one name in which we are to be saved.
这个名就是主耶稣。
And that name is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以到了第四章，好，我们先看第四章的三十节。
And so if we look further in chapter 4, verse 30.
因为彼得了解这个重要性。
Because Peter realized the great significance of this,
我们要归入神的名下才能得救。
That we are only are when we come under the name of Christ will we be saved.
照启示录说，我们的额头上要有新名刻着。
As the book of Revelation said, in our forehead must be carved a new name.
那个新名到最后就是耶稣的名。
And that new name is.Jesus Christ.
因为你刻上新名就是表示你属主耶稣
Because as we carve this new name, that means we belong to Christ.
所以我们是靠着他的名得救
So we are by his name saved.
因此彼得在传这个福音给当时的这个犹太人
And so when Peter was preaching this gospel to the Jewish,
犹太人没有办法接受
The Jewish people were unable to receive this.
就把彼得下到监牢里面
And so they cast him into prison.
就把他逼迫
And so they persecuted him.
把他鞭打
And so they hit him.
那后来又把他放出来
And later on released him.
好，我们看彼得放出来以后他怎么祷告
And so we look at how Peter prayed after he was released.
第四章
Chapter 4
29节
Verse 29
跟30节
And 30
他们恐吓我们现在求主鉴察一面叫你的仆人大放胆量伸出你的手来医治疾病并且是神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来
Now Lord look on your threat look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word and by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus
这个地方说他们出来以后再大声向神祷告
Here, after they have been released from prison, they prayed out loud to God.
就是要求神借着他的名把这个神迹奇事显明。
That through his name, that the signs, and wonders may be done.
也就是让神的名啊，借着神迹奇事显明得到荣耀。
And that through his name, that, he may be glorified through the signs and wonders.
使更多人看到神的荣耀。 他的名的荣耀来归入主的名下。
So when other people look at upon this glory under the name of Christ, that they may believe.
所以今天我们活在这个地面上，要以这个做我们人生努力的目标。
And so today, we who live in this world must also take upon this as our directive in our life.
让神的名能够荣耀彰显出来。
So that God's name can also be glorified and be exalted.
教会要注重祷告。
And that is why our church needs to emphasize on prayer.
教会要有能力，神的荣耀才能够彰显。
Now for our church to be powerful, we need to emphasize on prayer.
教会没有能力，教会的等于一个人间的组织。
Without power in the church, and then the church is only an organization done by man.
教会如果耶稣的身体，
but if church is the body of Christ,
一定会有能力。
It must have God's power.
你看，当那个血肉妇人摸到耶稣的身体，
we look at the woman who was bleeding for 12 long years after she touched the garment of Christ.
12年的血肉就得医治。
Her 12 years of bleeding immediately stopped.
你可以想，当场多少人看到这个神迹，神的名得到荣耀。
You can imagine how many people have witnessed this miracle and believed in Christ at that moment.
有多少人看到这个神迹来信主？
How many people have witnessed that miracle and believe in Christ?
因为神的名得到荣耀。
Because the name of God has been glorified.
所以今天我们为什么要祷告？
And so today, why do we need to pray?
在教会里面要强调祷告。
Why do in the church we need to emphasize on prayer?
因为为着神的名的荣耀。
Because for His name's sake and
for His glory. 祷告多，神的能力充满。
The more we pray, the more we are filled by the Spirit of God.
神的能力显明。
And the power of God will be manifested.
神的名得到荣耀。
And the name of God will be glorified.
圣功就兴旺。
And then the prosperity of our holy work will prosper.
这个是我们教会圣功发展的方向。
And this is the direction in which the holy work of the church should go.
我们需要计划。
We need to plan.
但是更需要祷告。
But we need further to pray.
我们希望教会里面成为祷告的殿。
We want the church to become the temple of prayer.
常常都听到祷告的声音。
Constantly hear the voices of prayer.
神的名充满，神的灵充满。
And then to be filled with the Spirit of God.
基督的身子充满能力。
And that through Jesus Christ, we are filled with His might.
很多人会在这个地方来感谢神，荣耀神的名。
And many people will come here to praise God's name.
圣功就会发展。
And the holy work will also prosper.
当时圣经里面记载，使徒被打了以后，就把他们放出来。
As here in the time of apostle, they were stricken and then they were released.
哇，大家都非常喜乐。
And they were actually filled with joy.
因为算是配为神的名受羞辱。
Because they felt they are worthy to be stricken for the name of God.
诸位，我们都很希望荣耀。
Dear brother and sister, we all want to be glory.
所以我们希望别人称赞我们。
We all like people when they praise us.
但是我们看使徒行传这些工人。
But if we look into the workers of the time of apostles,
是受羞辱的。
They were actually shamed.
被逼迫，被鞭打。
They were persecuted. And they were struck.
被侮辱的。
And they were shamed.
但是，他们很喜乐。
But yet they were filled with joy.
因为配算是为着神的名受苦。
Because they have been counted worthy to be persecuted for God's name's sake.
这个就是信仰深度的表现。
This is the depth and the manifestation of the depth of one's faith.
为着神的名。
For God's name's sake.
我愿意受羞辱。
I am willing to be shamed.
为着神的名。
For the name of God, for the name of God.
我愿意牺牲。
I am willing to sacrifice.
为着神的名。
For the name of God.
我愿意舍己。
I am willing to sacrifice myself.
这个就是信仰的深度。
This is the depth of one's faith.
所以我们信主已经很久。
So we have come to believe in quite some time.
我们需要为着神的名。
We need to do for the name of God to do some things.
使他的工作能够兴旺。
So that his work can also prosper.
使他的名能够荣耀。
So his name can be glorified.